you know, what women want are dangerous men who are civilized. And they want to help civilize them. Right? That's Beauty and the Beast. So, you know, I'll tell you a funny story, and only engineers could have come up with this, because they are the only ones that have the unparalleled blindness to social convention that would allow them to discover it. So, the Google engineers, I like engineers, by the way, because they're very straightforward. The Google engineers wrote a book a while back called A Billion Wiccan Thoughts, which was a study of internet searches, billions of them, literally. And they were looking a lot at pornography use. And, well, there's lots known about male pornography use, partly, and it's easy to understand. I mean, males are, you know, pretty visually oriented, and what attracts them to pornography is fairly straightforward. You can tell that if you look at graffiti in a men's washroom, you know, it's like two circles and a triangle, and the men are absolutely transfixed by it. So, for women, the story is more complex. They use pornography too, but it tends to be literary, because women tend to like words more than they like visual stimuli. And so the Google guys tried to track down the archetypal structure of, well, they didn't use those words, of female pornography use. And so, some of you know, how many of you know what a Harlequin romance is? Okay, good. So those are archetypal stories, right? That's the taming of the wild man, essentially, by the desirable and virginal woman. And if you think women don't want that, then you better bloody well come up with an explanation for 50 Shades of Grey, right? Which is the most rapid-selling novel in human history, and emerged at exactly the same time that all of this noise about the absence of gender roles is being produced, you know, en masse. It's like perfect female fantasy. It's exactly archetypally correct. It's Beauty and the Beast. So what the Google guys showed was the structure of Beauty and the Beast, although they didn't use that as a referent, that the female pornographic fantasy was wild guy, you know, somewhat careless about the wants and desires of others, attractive to everyone, therefore high status, tamed by the magic of a single woman and brought into a relationship with her. Okay, so, but here's the comical part. This just made me laugh, man. It was like, what were the five categories of most desirable male entity used most broadly in female pornography? Oh, it's so embarrassing. Women, you have to cover your head while I say this. Vampire. Werewolf. Billionaire. Surgeon. And pirate.